Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. And we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms 133 and verse 1. It says, "How good and how pleasant it is to dwell together in unity." My dear brothers and sisters, in the last two days, we saw about how to work within a team and what is the major causes that blocks us in operating in teamwork cordially and amiably and amicably. And that is because of insecurity and naivety we saw in last 2 days. Today we are going to talk about our temperament. And so it's very important we understand that, right? Some people are naturally reserved and prefer to work alone, and that's very true. When challenges come, they may not think to involve others or ask for help. Working alone can bring a measure of success, but it's limited. When you join forces with the right people, you can accomplish far more than you ever imagined. If you insist on doing everything by yourself, you create unnecessary obstacles to your own potential. I like what Dr. Frommy once said. He said, "People have been known to achieve more as a result of working with others than against them." That's an understatement. I like what Chuck Swindoll put it this way. "Nobody is a whole team," he says. "We need each other. You need someone, and someone needs you. Isolated islands we are not. To make this thing called life work, we gotta lean and support, and relate and respond, and give and take, and confess and forgive, and reach out and embrace and rely on others. Since none of us is a whole, independent, self-sufficient, super capable, all-powerful hotshot, let's quit acting like we are. Life's lonely enough without our playing that silly role. The game is over. Let's link up." That's what he wrote. And that's interesting, right? So, my dear brothers and sisters, if you want to accomplish something significant, you must connect and cooperate with others. One is too small a number to achieve great success. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 133, 1 and 3, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For there the Lord commanded the blessing." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, when we work together in unity, God Himself commands His blessing over our efforts. And without His blessing, there is no true or lasting success, right? And you may ask me a question, how can we apply it to our personal lives? I'll give you a few points that will help you relate it to your life. Number one, ask for help when needed. Do not allow pride or shyness to prevent you from seeking assistance. Secondly, identify the right partners. Surround yourself with people who share your values and vision. Thirdly, practice humility. Acknowledge that you don't have all the skills, wisdom, or strength needed for every task. Fourthly, invest in relationships, right? Important. Build trust through support, forgiveness, and mutual encouragement. Fifthly and lastly, work toward unity. It doesn't happen automatically. It's a work that you must put into it, right? So let peace, understanding, and cooperation be priorities in every group effort, right? That's what we are called to do. Let's pray. Our Father, we want to say thank you that you are a God of teamwork. Lord, even in heaven, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit work together to make things happen. And Lord, we want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the gift of relationships and for placing people in our lives to help us grow and succeed. Abba Father, forgive us for the times we have tried to do everything alone. Teach us humility to ask for help, wisdom to choose the right partners, and grace to work in unity with others. Lord God Almighty, may your commanded blessing rest on all that we do together for your glory, O Lord, that you will be exalted. Today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from every evil. I also lift up brothers and sisters who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I speak your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will be alone exalted, be glorified and be magnified. And we vow to give you the praise and the glory because it is yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.